This is what wakes me. Jennings and the child. Scuffling on the landing, dragging furniture about. Jennings, husky with secret laughter, steady Missy. She can't have helped him pull it up the stairs, but between them they drag the mirrored overmantel from the parlour into the bedroom. Jennings and she push and pull and tilt and prop, and Janie runs in and out and in, until Jennings is pulled away by one outturning thumb. Rat scuttles and thumps above my head. The child brings her oval looking glass, held before her like a platter, like a head of John the Baptist. Jennings reaches for the platter and the Baptist vanishes. The looking glass, back in its frame, perches atop the wardrobe, and of a sudden, I see. This is what I see. Low autumn sky, dark wooded hills, the end of the barn roostered and sunlit. Janie crouches, her head next to mine, as she directs the manoeuvring of mirror and glass. Her left and her right tangle quickly, but eventually I can see part of my small world. Jennings grins in satisfaction and reaches a broad hand to take the child away. "Now you can watch the road to Camelot," she says. I don't understand until she jumps down the stairs two at a time, tira-lirroring into a scolding from Mother Jennings. I call Jennings back from the dark well of the stair. So much to ask. The pigs, the crops, the wages. God knows if the men have been paid. This is what I ask. There was a picture. This is what I need to see. Ellie, in high-waisted dress and veiled hat, her face serious and her eyes shadowed with the death that waited barely a 12-month on. Me, collared and long-coated and po-faced. Martin, his heart-deep grin made absurd by his brief experimentation with whiskers. Sister and brother, and my son and Moon. Gone within 4 years of each other, she to sickness, and he to foolish pride, in the land that needed his hand to plough, not fight. But no exemption was enough to save Martin Hughes from his own need to hold a gun for his country.